this feeling is Europe.
U.S. President Joe Biden flies to Europe on Wednesday for an emergency NATO summit on Ukraine, where invading Russian troops are stalled, cities are under bombardment, and the besieged port of Mariupol is in flames. 4 weeks into a war that has driven a quarter of Ukraine's 44 million people from their homes, Russia has failed to capture a single major Ukrainian city, while Western sanctions have ostracized it from the world economy. And the Biden administration aims to make it easier for some Ukrainian refugees to come to the United States after only a handful were admitted in the first 2 weeks of March, according to sources familiar with the matter. This while Germany says it too will make it easier on Ukrainian refugees coming to that country, which has recorded nearly 239,000 Ukrainian refugee arrivals. Russia on Wednesday, meanwhile, condemned what it called a reckless Polish proposal to send international peacekeepers into Ukraine and warned that it could lead to a direct clash between Russian and NATO forces. Poland said last Friday it would formally submit a proposal for a peacekeeping mission in Ukraine at the next NATO summit. Poland is expelling 45 Russian diplomats, also suspected of working for Russian intelligence, the foreign ministry said on Wednesday. Russia said the accusations are baseless. And Russian President Vladimir Putin plans to attend the next G20 summit in Indonesia later this year and received valuable backing from Beijing on Wednesday in a pushback to suggestions by some members that Russia could be barred from the group. For more on these stories, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their announcement that high schools would open for girls, saying they would remain closed until a plan was drawn up in accordance with Islamic law for them to reopen. Teachers and students from three high schools around the capital, Kabul, said girls have returned in excitement to campuses Wednesday morning, but were ordered to go home. They said many students left in tears. Chinese searchers found on Wednesday one of two black boxes from a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed this week in forest-clad mountains with 132 people on board, the aviation regulator said. The device was severely damaged, and it was not immediately clear if it was the flight data recorder or the cockpit voice recorder, an official of the Civil Aviation Administration of China told a media briefing. Somali security forces shot dead two armed attackers who tried to burst into an army base near the international airport in the capital Mogadishu on Wednesday, state television said. Earlier in the day, state TV had said security forces were battling a terrorist incident at the camp's gates, with a witness saying gunmen had forced their way in and begun shooting. South Korea's total coronavirus infections topped 10 million, or nearly 20% of its population, authorities said on Wednesday, as surging severe cases and deaths increasingly put a strain on crematories and funeral homes nationwide. The country has been battling a record COVID-19 wave driven by the highly infectious Omicron variant, even as it largely scrapped its once aggressive tracing and quarantine efforts and eased social distancing curbs. In the United States, Senate Democrats are defending Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Joe Biden's nominee to become the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court, from Republican attacks painting her as a liberal activist in confirmation hearings that enter a third day Wednesday. Jackson faces more questioning by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee after a marathon session on Tuesday, during which Republicans pursued a series of hostile questions. Jackson rejected Republican accusations that she was improperly lenient as a judge in sentencing child pornography offenders and criticism of her legal representation earlier in her career of some detainees at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.